The Justice Department has replaced the team of New York City-based federal investigators charged with looking into the 2014 death of Eric Garner. That's according to five federal officials who spoke to the New York Times on the condition of anonymity. Garner died after being placed in a chokehold by NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo. Now a new team from Washington will decide whether the police violated Garner's civil rights. For more on the shakeup, we're joined now by Times reporter Matt Apuzzo. Matt, good morning.
Great to be here.
So what's behind this move here?
Well, I mean, this case has basically been stalled for many months because there was a disagreement. The FBI agents in New York and the federal prosecutors in Brooklyn believed that there wasn't sufficient evidence to move forward. The civil rights team in Washington, which is a team of prosecutors that specializes in prosecuting civil rights violations, reviewed the video and disagreed. They said there's clear evidence that the Justice Department should move forward. When there's a split in this situation, it goes to the Attorney General, who had to decide, what do we do? And when she decided to move forward, well, obviously you're not going to move forward with a team that thinks there wasn't a crime committed. So she replaced the FBI agents in New York with a team of non-New York agents. And the Eastern District of New York U.S. Attorney's Office is now no longer involved in the case.
So why does it actually make a difference whether the team is actually from New York or versus from Washington? Aren't they all on the same side?
Well, they're all on the same side, you know, in the sense that they're all working for the federal government, for the Justice Department. But like I said, you're not going to move ahead to bring charges if members of your team don't believe you should be bringing charges. And that's a, you know, that's an honest disagreement on, and you know, the legal analysis of the facts. Mm-hmm. What's significant about this is it tells you that after a long delay that the Attorney General has decided to bring in fresh blood with an eye towards moving forward. And so this is the clearest sign we've had in some time that the Justice Department, you know, is at least on track to seek charges in Eric Garner's death.
So do we know anything about the root of this disagreement? Is it all basically on the evidence, which is that video?
Yeah, and I mean it isn't unusual that there would be a disagreement on the legal analysis. I think it's unusual that there would be one at this high of a level on this high profile of a case. But yeah, essentially, the New York guys think, look, the evidence isn't there that the officer acted willfully, which is the standard, and he willfully intended to violate Eric Garner's civil rights. And the civil rights team in Washington looked at the video and said, no, that there is clear evidence, and you know, he didn't need to use a chokehold. He could have let go earlier. He wasn't fearing for his life. There wasn't an imminent threat. And I think that the feeling at the Justice Department in Washington was, if this isn't the kind of case we're going to bring, then what kind of case are we going to bring? I mean, what do you have to do as a police officer to get charged?
Has the officer's lawyer, Daniel Pantaleo's lawyer, responded?
Yeah, I mean, and all along, Officer Pantaleo and his lawyer have said, you know, he acted reasonably, he acted in accordance with his training, and you know that he feared for his safety, and did as much as he could to try to help Eric Garner when it became clear he was in medical distress. So it's going to be a very difficult case. I mean, you can imagine a situation here where you have FBI agents called to testify on behalf of the defense, if this were to ever go to trial. Now, I mean, that's a long way off, but it just shows how complicated this case is going to be because of the divisions that have cropped up here over the last many months.
Yeah, would you say this disagreement will somehow help the defense team?
I mean, it certainly has a potential to. I mean, a lot of that will get worked out if this thing is ultimately charged. A lot of that would get worked out pretrial. You know, it won't be easy for a defense lawyer to exploit this, but it certainly isn't how you want to, as the Justice Department, it's certainly not how you want to go into court with divisions in your team.
Okay, New York Times reporter Matt Apuzzo. Matt, thanks so much.
Great to be here. Thanks a lot.